Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Way That I See It. And as per the title, it is the very last episode. So, firstly, to say thank you so much for listening, not just to this episode, but to this whole program of podcasts that I've created over the last 5 and a bit years. It has been the joy of my soul to really share with you how I was feeling, what was going on with me, what I knew to be true, what I was learning, what I was going through, how I could help you. And so I guess what I really want to share with you today is, I guess, a recap of the journey, a recap of, what journey you can take yourself on if right now you feel like you're not where you want to be, and really how to do that. And so hopefully I can share some wisdom drops and some nuggets with you today that are going to pay it forward for you in life. But for me, really, if I kind of look back to as the podcast began, the podcast started at a time where I was leaving my first husband. I was a mixture of heartbroken and also liberated. I knew that it was absolutely the right thing. I knew that our marriage and like our house and everything just wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't who I wanted to be. And as much as I can look back at that time and see that with the clarity now, I didn't know that before I married him. I think, deep down, maybe my higher self did, but I didn't. And it was never anything to do with him and everything to do with me. And, that was one of the most difficult things I've ever been through, because despite going through that, I also knew that I had feelings for Josh, so my now husband. And so it was a really complex time. And I think the podcast initially became an outlet for me to express how I was feeling about things, to also distract me from what was going on in my personal life, and to be able to, channel and focus my growth and what I was learning through coaching clients and personal development, and be able to share that and pay that forward. The podcast then became really very much an outlet. It became an outlet for the level of knowledge that I was gaining at the pace I was gaining it. I am ADHD, I'm a sponge, I absorb everything at the speed of light, and I retain a lot of information, but the way that I really learn is through teaching. And so this podcast really became the platform for me to do that, to really teach and share and share with that authentic voice. And I think for a long time, this was the only place where I felt like that happened. And it wasn't for a lack of wanting to be authentic, but very much there's a natural sense of we filter ourselves based on the environments we're in. It's kind of in our DNA, it's in our subconscious, it's in our nervous system. But this podcast, because it was purely mine, because it wasn't really connected to my social channels, because it really was a platform for authenticity. And if you scroll back through the episodes to the very beginning, and if let's say right now you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it's the last one, and then go back to the beginning and always listen to the podcast episode that you feel called to. Don't necessarily listen to them in order, because sometimes what you'll feel called to is actually what you need to hear, and that could be 4 years old, but that doesn't make it any less relevant to your current life. So this really was the home of my authenticity and the place where my authenticity got to really shine. And where I, it helped me feel safe enough to be authentic in other areas of my life too. And then over the period of my healing journey that really started in 2022, to end of 21, 20, primarily in 2022, that really, really began. And I think there was a growth journey for a long time, but a healing journey and a growth journey, I think, are different things. My healing journey, it really became the place where I could share with you the new stuff, like, oh my gosh, I never knew I had ADHD, and let's explore this. And then, 57 people in my life were like, oh my God, I have ADHD too, based on what you've said. And I'm like, of course you do, because you're my friend and I don't attract people who aren't neurodiverse. Like, I think I repel neurotypical people. And the more and more I go, the more I wonder if there's actually anyone that's neurotypical. But the truth is, if you find me too much, you find me brash, you find me annoying, then we're probably not on the same vibe, right? We're not on the same spectrum, to use that phrase. So, but there were a big tribe of people that were like, oh my God, I feel seen, I feel heard, I feel like I'm exactly where you were. And I think post-pandemic, there was so much trauma and so much for people that they were going through, that I was going through, but I was talking about it. And so almost my podcast became an outlet for them too, because they could experience what they were experiencing and feel seen and heard by my voice, by my experiences, by my lessons. And that then allowed them to step out of the shadow of shame and to move into the light, and to be able to move into the light of healing and growth. Because I saw a great, great quote this morning that said, love and light means fuck all when it comes to trauma. And it's so true. And I think I underestimated fully the impact of even a mildly traumatic life experience, on how that can have an impact on our nervous systems, the way we think, the way we feel, our capabilities, what we do and don't do, how much we put ourselves out there. And this was really what I embodied and integrated in 22 and 23, was knowing that I had to heal my trauma, knowing that I had to go back and, yes, face some stuff consciously, and but also heal some stuff subconsciously in the nervous system using somatic work, which was a whole new alien concept to me, you know, a year and a half ago. A year and a half ago. And I had to really dig deep. I had to dig deep and be like, right, I'm going to have to go do this meditation shit I hate, and I'm going to go to breath work, and I'm going to have regular Reiki, and I'm going to invest in learning how to be an EFT practitioner, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to do a trauma course. And that's because that none of that is required. That's what I was called to. But what is required is when we process and we heal is then to integrate what we've processed, so that we don't then just have to relearn the same lesson over and over because we keep repeating it. Just because we're aware of it doesn't necessarily change it. Like, just because you're aware you have a wine habit on a Friday doesn't mean you stop drinking wine on a Friday, right? It's the fact that we process it, we deal with why, where it's come from, how it's making us feel, why we want to change it, what the beliefs are, what we need to reprogram. And then we then shift that energy from the body, or shift that version of ourselves from our nervous system. And then we integrate all those lessons and learnings together to step into that next level version of ourselves, to shift into that next level version of ourselves. And so really this podcast came on the journey of me healing, but whilst integrating and processing. And it was very much an on the road kind of journey. You know, I don't think we ever arrive. I mean, I wish personal development ended. I wish it was like a game and you could like unlock levels and be like, cha-ching, I'm there, I've done it. I am that person. My dopamine hits for my ADHD would love a tick list of personal development levels. I'd be like that. Yes, next level unlocked. And the truth is, it does feel like that. You know, I really came out the other side in 2023. I was like, I don't even know what year it is. I really came out the other side in 2023, and it started to feel calm, and it started to feel like peaceful, and started to feel chill. And then really at the beginning of 2024 is when the shift into abundance, the shift into growth, the shift into like energy and momentum really came back. And I really felt like I was fully in my authenticity, you know, but also in my power. And I think there was a long time where I was in my authenticity, but I was still, there was a softness to me and almost a sense of vulnerability in 23. That now in 24, that's actually, that vulnerability is transmuted into authenticity, so that I'm protected, I've set my boundaries, you know. And the one thing I think people confuse about boundaries is not, you know, boundaries are important on a practical sense. So like, I don't work past 9 p.m. or I turn my phone off at weekends or whatever your boundaries are for your business and life. But boundaries really are about energy. They're about energetic, what you're available for in terms of what you're willing to tolerate, but also about how you protect yourself, how you clean up your energy, how you regulate your nervous system. And they were the boundaries that I needed to bring in. I had the practical shit down, but for me, it was the emotional stuff. And that's really where I then went into at the end of 23 and early 24. And that was really what's brought me to this point now, is that, you know, I've shared that journey with you. I've integrated, I've processed, I've taught it forward, I've paid it forward, I've created free masterclasses coming out of my ears for you. And you can grab those, guys. So if you want to get the masterclass on really transforming from the inside out, what it takes to really heal and grow, what it takes to really step into that next level self, what it's going to really take to shift, then you can unlock the truth about transformation masterclass at lucysuperfox.com/transformation. If money is the name of the game right now and you feel like you're always in lack, then I can relate. There was a period where even though I was earning money, there were bills appearing at the same rate. And I was like, what is happening? And it's because I was so in lack and I had to do so much work on my money mindset and my energetics to shift things. And I can tell you guys that even in the depths of my healing and growth journey, I never made less money because I had conditioned what I was available for, what was safe to me, what I felt like I was worthy of. And that's only about to grow from here. So if you want to get the money masterclass, then all you've got to do is go to lucysuperfox.com/money masterclass. So I'm sharing all of that with you because I just genuinely want you to know that I've been on the journey and I've documented the journey through this podcast aggressively on a weekly basis. I think Spotify told me last year I was one of the top creators in this category, because if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. I pride myself on my integrity. And also it meant that what I was sharing was real and relevant and happening in real time in my life, and not something that I thought about ahead of time and thought that might resonate. You know, actually it was what was really going on. And so I hope you loved coming on the journey with me. I would love to know what your favorite episode is. Drop me a little screenshot, drop it on social media, tag me at Lucy Superfox. I would love to see what your favorite episode was. And so as I kind of approach this very much an end of an era, you know, the chapter of this life is, this part of my life is definitely closing. My future focus right now is stepping into owning the fact that I'm in midlife, owning the fact my priorities are different, how I feel is different, as I step into my kind of the embodiment of peace and calm and joy and abundance, what that looks like, where I want to take that. I do have plans in the works already. Of course I do. There will be a brand new podcast coming, but I'm not going to reveal anything right now. And just stay tuned. Stay tuned. If you're not following me on TikTok and Instagram at Lucy Superfox, make sure to be doing that. My other Instagram account will be shut down. Next Level Lucy, no longer required. So you can follow me, like I said, at Lucy Superfox on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at Lucy Superfox. And obviously, these podcasts will remain, so you can spin through these episodes, plug through them, and you can unlock the free masterclasses that I've mentioned. I'm going to drop the links in the show notes for you to grab those, as well as the free meditations on money and on confidence, which you can grab for free. So like I said, I would love for you to share with me what your favorite episode was. Drop me a little screenshot on social media. Let me know what your thoughts were. Let me know if you loved the podcast or not. Let me know what you loved about it, what you would love to hear more from, because it's not to say there won't be some similarities or some, you know, threads so that I can kind of carry into the next one. But the next one just takes on a new direction as I move in that new direction and as we close a chapter. So thank you for being with me. It really does feel like the end of an era. I have been a tad emotional about this. But for me, it feels like the right time to own and step into my midlife. So thank you so much. This was the very final episode of The Way That I See It. And I can't wait to see you on the new podcast.